go into a Thursday. Welcome to it, my friends. 8:19. What a morning. Sunshine. We are at 56 degrees. Good day, I think, to talk about Chankabazoo, all things Chankabazoo, in our morning zoo edition with Tom and Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you both in house.
It's always good to be here.
How's the coffee, Tom? Got to check in.
Coffee's great. Your second job, Bill, could be just a coffee barista.
I could be a barista.
Yes.
That's cool. I threw in an extra shot for you today, too. So if you're feeling a little wired later on, don't blame me.
He's got a big day ahead.
I know. And he said, I'm going to be busier then, and you can just all fill in the rest. But yeah. Okay. That's what's going on with Tom Schmaltz, Kathy Dickman. What's going on with you?
Well, our whole crew is busy, 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 and we are so happy. This has been such a great, I mean, we're just easing into fall, and already the weather has become the best zoo days of the whole season far as weather-wise, and people are enjoying that a lot. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing some nice attendance, and it's just fun to visit with people, some newcomers again to the zoo. We just, you know, we're always meeting someone who's their first time at the zoo, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I hear a lot of them that creep up to me when I'm painting down there on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And my first question now is always, first time? And yeah. Some of them, it's like, yeah, man, we are just absolutely blown away. So kudos to you guys and the staff down there for just, you know, place is incredible.
Well, we are very excited. You know, I hate to say the end of the summer because we're still here,
nah.
Guys.
Nah, nah. Yeah.
And we're open, of course, through the weekend. Our regular hours, 10 to 6. And then we start to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right after Labor Day. So next week we start with Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 4. And please know, we set these hours as per
attendance.
What our attendance is, but we gauge that. It's always, you know, we record that.
Yeah.
We know our demographics. We know what time people are coming. It's all set. It's on us. You know, we can see it daily. We can see it. So we set this as per what our attendance is. Mm-hmm. Who's coming? Not who's coming necessarily, but when they're coming. And so we can say, okay, here's when. We can't say who's coming. When is it adults? When is it children? Are these grandparents coming now after school? So we have all that, and it's just a cool way. And that's what we set these to, not because, oh, we don't want to be there. We're there every day.
Yeah, you're there every
but
day.
But we're setting
yeah.
the open hours as per what you're telling us to do, guys. And mm-hmm. so that's great. We want a custom to our audience.
A custom fit. I like that.
And then that opens up Monday through Thursday for field trips, adding us to your curriculum and your schools, whether it be outreach or on-site. So that's a time for teachers to schedule during that week.
Do you get a lot of teachers doing that, just going, you know what, kids at the zoo, it's a good combination?
You know that we know that the spring is full of that. Yeah. And then we do outreach in the winter. I'm reminding you of great programs coming back with that. But also, yes, the fall field trips have picked up a little bit more than, not more than the spring, but some schools are able to do both. Some are able to do one, and they're picking. Second grade gets to go in the spring. Fourth grade gets to go in the fall.
I love that.
So, yeah. And then let us know your needs, because we're there for everybody. So always at the zoo. You can always do an appointment with us, but regular hours, and then September hours are the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that goes all the way into October, and we don't stop that until the 19th of October, which is our last official general public opening regular hours.
But then the big crescendo to the season is always Zubu,
and that's fabulous, and we're going to do daytime again. So it's just turned into just a well-run event where people help run this so well.
Tom Schmaltz, I wanted to ask you, did you ever find pumpkins here a couple weeks ago?
No.
It's still early in the season to be.
Yeah, it's like finding unicorns this time of the year.
Schmaltz in the pumpkin patch. I'd pay money to see that.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That's not happening
anytime soon. But the other part is, first part of the week is also a great time for corporations to do team building.
Great idea.
They can come to the zoo, walk around, get a behind the scenes or whatever they want, or just come in, and it's a good time for people to bond. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes when it's your work, you're so focused at work, you forget about the human side of people.
Right.
You come to the zoo, you just sort of relax, and you just sort of talk to people, and you're having a great time. And it builds the team a lot stronger.
Is that usually done at the Nature Center? Is that where these things happen? Because I love that Nature Center. It's such an awesome
addition. I love the Nature Center. And, you know, the Creepy Crawler is added this year, too. People come in because we say it so often on the radio. Where's the Creepy Crawlers? I want to see them. And always, whether they're saying, oh, I just love this, or ick, people are looking at them. There's a lot of, look at how that tarantula grew this summer.
That's right.
And I gotta count the fire toads, because that's what their kids' favorite thing is to do. So it's so funny how people, different favorite things for each child in the family, different this. Of course, my favorite is always, like some of the kids, is whichever one they're standing in front of at the time.
Right.
But yeah, we love to greet people in the Nature Center, and it's just, the weather has been so perfect. We are so happy. I keep talking about the weather, but gosh, it sure dictates
a
lot.
No, well, because most of this summer has been kind of sketchy.
Yeah,
you know,
between
the rain, the humidity, the smoke,
yeah,
everything else you need to throw in. But yeah, this past and looks like this weekend is going to be awesome. Maybe some rain late Monday, but other than that,
okay with that. We're getting used to that.
Absolutely.
Just come see the changes in the animals in the fall too.
Does it change? Their behaviors change?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I said, you know, the snow leopards are canoodling more. The elk are going to start their bugling. And you can see one of them has the velvet on the antlers, yet the other one's completely shed of the velvet already. Just impressive bulls we have down there. And, bears are getting chubbier because they're going to be going into their torpor in a couple months. Mm-hmm. And
really isn't a hibernation, which really isn't a deep sleep.
Because
we've covered that. You've schooled me on that.
And scientists argue over that, because torpor to me is to many a less, you know, you can take a small mammal in hibernation and not know if it's alive, because that's a deep hibernation. Bears drop their body temperature only a few degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to wake up a sleeping bear.
Mm-hmm. I'd hate to do that.
And it's,
I've done that before. It's not pleasant.
And anyway,
sorry. I just threw it right off the rails for that one, didn't I? Good grief.
So
the train of thought is gone.
Yeah, it's just gone. The wheels have come off, folks.
You know, but having said that, they also don't eat, drink, defecate, urinate either.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be awake. We had a bear, a female bear, that would get up, be awake every day. We'd offer her food and water, and she never took it. But she's awake during the day, and she'd sleep at night during the torpor winter.
Typically, how long does that go? I mean, is that a weather-specific kind of thing, too?
It's innate in them. We see the behavior of them starting to drag in leaves, and then they...
Yeah, it depends upon what the weather's doing. The bears decide on their own.
Okay.
Our job is just to keep... When they quit eating food, because they'll slow up and slow up, and pretty soon they just quit, and then it's time to just leave them in their den. You open the den door, and they're like, nah, I'm not going out.
Right.
And it's definitely not like the movies where they go in and shake the sleeping bear and pull him around.
Right.
Nah, that don't work. These guys will get up. It's like waking dad up that just fell asleep on the couch, and see how well that works, what kind of mood he's
probably,
in.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I get you.
Yeah, so this works out well for
them. Let's talk a second about the gibbons, because I'm liking your little one over there, and you clued me in as to their parenting techniques. And folks, when you go down there, watch them.
Yes, they're probably one of the most popular to watch,
right?
Because they're always active. Rarely is the family
they are. They're always moving.
They're always moving, and you know, we talk about, we compare them with Tal, who is, you know, the largest, you know, the great ape of the orangutan, who we share a lot of DNA with because they're highly related to us. Not so much with the gibbon as far as the DNA, but the family. They're the most closely related to the human family structure.
Boy, no kidding.
Than any other primate in the world. And that is that they walk upright on both legs, where most primates, you can't say that's their to typical walk, but they do. They both parent. So mom will have the baby on her, of course, for the first how many months, but dad will soon be interacting, and that's the stage we're at now. Dad's interacting with him and with the older sister, and they're playing. He's also grooming them.
Yeah. And watching. Watching
and
them.
You
both,
saw
both parents,
that the
both
other
parents
day.
Just watching. It's like, wow, this is amazing.
I think when you were down there on Monday, you were witnessing that. You just came through to walk through the zoo, and mm-hmm. you were like, I can't believe this family. They're like human family sitting down for supper.
It's just like playing. It's neat to watch.
And I just love it. And then parenting is also learned. It's learned behavior. It's not innate. It's not natural instinct. So she had to learn from her mother, Holly, who you remember, Holly, when
our first female
gibbon we got from the Bronx Zoo. When Jonesy came in, was rescued from the wild. Oh, listen to me. Go on.
I know.
Anyway, they are so important. So she had a good mother. She's training her daughter to help take care of the little one now. And it's so funny to watch because you saw the expression on the sibling's face, like, do not hand me that baby. Do not hand me that baby.
It's like, nope, I'm keeping my distance.
And
I love it.
And also scientists are having a hard time finding the last of the white-handed gibbons in the wild. So
really?
They're very highly endangered, probably extinct in most areas of their natural habitat.
China just listed them as extinct in China. That was a large part of their habitat.
That makes me sad.
Yes.
They haven't seen any for 15 years. So
going back to why zoos are important.
Yeah, absolutely. So many reasons.
Yeah, we just kind of went all over the place today. But
we did.
I
love it.
It's just like going all over the zoo. Something different happening at every corner.
Something at every turn. I'm going to be down there again Saturday
yes.
from 1 until 5, or right around 4:30. So stop on down to the otter exhibit. And you'll know it with the screaming, shrieking kids because they love that exhibit.
Yeah, you have to move
because the otters swim right by their faces.
Move your painting back a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because we got there'll be some splashing going on.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Tom and Kathy, always great to have you.
Always great to be here, Bill. Thank you.
Get down to the zoo this weekend. Weather's going to be perfect for zooing down there. Just get down and walk around. It's a morning zoo. We do this every Thursday here at 8:20. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Attention high school sports fans. Are you an armchair?